We're going to linger a little longer on the topic of fish that populate the Laguna Madre. If you've spent any amount of time in the area, you're probably aware of the legendary numbers and sizes of trout and redfish in the Laguna. We're going to hear today about some things you might not have known about some of the more common fish in the Laguna. Maybe these are no-brainers to the more seasoned fishing veterans, but I'm not sure they're common knowledge. Dr. David McKee is a marine biologist at A&M Corpus Christi, and he's the author of The Fishes of the Texas Laguna Madre. We're going to get the facts from him. For instance, did you know that the male of one of the more ubiquitous species of fish carries around the fertilized eggs of the female in his mouth for a while?
Yeah, the catfish, said to be mouth brooders. Rather than putting out a million eggs, they may put out 30. And to ensure maximum survival and all, they add a little more parental care to it. And the males carry around in their mouths till they hatch. And that's the catfish, which are not a desirable sport fish. But if there's ever going to be anything biting, you can always count on the hardhead catfish as being most cooperative.
Imagine the added trauma to your teenage years if you learned that little morsel about yourself. And how about flounder? Flounder's on the menu of nearly every seafood restaurant, and if you fish regularly, you may know that flounder are flatfish that spend most of their time on the bottom. But they begin their lives swimming upright in the water column just like all other fish, and then things start to change.
And then after several weeks, even up to a month, and they'll start becoming more like the adult fish. And at that time, the eye will migrate to the other side of the to the head, where they're both on the same side. One side, the bottom side, which would be the right side of the fish, is without pigment. The upper side, or the left side, where the eyes are, is pigmented, and the fish then will adopt a lifestyle of swimming on its side. So, yeah.
Yeah, a migrating eye. Sure. For the final piece of our Laguna Fishes puzzle, I asked every contributor to this series if they'd ever heard of a Laguna Madre monster. How about you, Brad Zunker? Is there a Laguna Madre monster?
No, and I doubt it.
Captain Bill Sheikha, how about you?
No, I have never heard of a Laguna Madre monster, but I'm sure they probably exist some nights after dark around some of those cabins after some people might have a little casting fluid in them.
Sid Walsh, you've spent decades on the Laguna. Have you ever heard of a monster out there?
I heard every story there was, and I never heard of a Laguna Madre monster. You see some pretty strange things. Let's face it, south of here it's wild. National Seashore and two ranches, and that's it. Very wild things, but a Laguna Madre monster. I never heard of that one. I really haven't.
Learned scientists, how about you? Dr. McKee, have you heard anything?
Never. Never. This is a new one to me.
Professor Camerata, do you know anything about it?
No, I don't. I haven't heard that.
Maybe they know something at UT's Marine Science Institute in Port Aransas. Dr. McClellan, how about you? Have you ever heard of a Laguna Madre monster?
I have not. Should I have?
Well, to be honest, you have to go back a bit in history to learn anything about a sea creature in the Laguna. And I know of only one person who can help us out with that.
The story was told in the Nueces Valley newspaper in 1858 that the Laguna Madre was inhabited by a giant sea serpent, a Loch Ness-type monster that would rise up out of the lagoon and eat full-grown cattle on shore. An expedition was mounted to hunt down and kill the monster, but the vessel ran aground and the Laguna Madre lost a rudder and the disappointed monster hunters returned home.
This is Murphy Gibbons.
So there you are, a fierce, cattle-eating monster who calls the Laguna Madre home. And it appeared in print, so it has to be true, right? For a little more perspective, we turn to Dr. Greg Stuns, also a professor at HRI. He adds science to our history lesson today.
We would have seen it by now. We've been over every inch of Laguna Madre, and we've never seen a monster, so... There's probably some truth to that in the sense that, you know, historically man did not know what it was seeing in the ocean. So there's things like manatees, which were probably mermaids. There's things like very large manta rays and big rays and other things that were very unusual sights that people were probably seeing. They just didn't know what they saw. Nowadays, you know, I think we've kind of seen it all. Historically, there were oyster reefs, which probably means there were alligators and other things which could easily be interpreted as, you know, a monster. So there's probably some truth to it, but we haven't seen any monsters lately. So
leave it to a scientist to kill a good story. Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.